I am. I rest an elbow on either thigh, fingers pinching the plastic cup, head hanging off my shoulders, ready to be sick. The herd of tourists around me dissolves into a rush of images behind my eyes. I picture the vomit falling out of my mouth, a quiet descends on the bus, passengers retreat away from me like I'm a live grenade, the remarks of disgust spread through the crowd with the smell. Do I hear laughter? Sympathy? Word reaches the front, the driver announces over the tannoy that we'll get cleaned up at the next station. Vomit down my front, my t-shirt, shorts and boxers stick to me. Vomit down my legs in my shoes. We get back to the car and Mum puts a towel over the seat before I sit down. All the windows are rolled down for 2 hours. Maybe I'm sick again. Is anyone getting a picture? Chris? Mum says. My older brother James takes the camera and snaps Discovery's crawling approach. The shuttle and its convoy are barely 20 metres from us before it turns towards a hidden part of the complex. Our bus driver, sick of our shit, wastes no time getting us to Area 2. I think I need to go back. I reckon I'm going to be sick. I say aside to Mum under a grid shadow on the concrete, opening the half-disintegrated map. There's a bus that goes straight from here back to the entrance, look. For God's sake, we've come all this way, Chris. You're completely ruining it, moping around and saying you're sick. Woe is me, the whole trip you've done nothing but sulk. If you didn't want to come today, you should have stayed at the bloody apartment.